Now, something that a lot of people in our area are very proud of is the number of organisations we have caring for needy animals, with literally thousands of hours being given up each year by volunteers. One of those organisations, of course, is the Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary, which is based at Butsbury, just down the road from Ingatston. And to find out how things have been going there over the past few months, I'm joined by Fran Smith. Good morning to you, Fran.
Good morning, Alan.
It's great to see you again.
Thank you.
You haven't been in here for about a year, so time flies though, doesn't it? Fran, I know it's been a tough year at Remus, both financially and in terms of the number of animals who have been needing your help. Keen to find out about one or two of those animals in a moment. First though, just remind us, it isn't just horses, is it? Because it's called the Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary, and I know Remus was a horse, but it's not just horses by any means that you care for, is it?
No, it isn't. I mean, we have got mainly horses. We've got well over 70 horses now, but we also do have goats and sheep, two cows and numerous cats at the sanctuary.
So how many animals roughly at any one time would you be caring for?
About 200.
Good grief, that's a phenomenal number of animals. Now, I know that you take in animals who've been victims of some really sort of horrible cruelty and neglect of one sort or another. Tell us about one or two of them. Tell us about Grace and Holly.
Well, we rescued Grace and Holly in the spring. Grace came from Romford and Holly came from Carmarthenshire. They were both blind, both heavily pregnant, and they were roaming loose on busy public roads for weeks. Now, when they came in, we didn't quite know when their foals were going to be born. In actual fact, they were born within weeks of one another. Now, Gracie was not able to feed her foal, and Jess was quite poorly in the first week of her life, and she required bottle feeding every 2 hours, and she's still being bottle fed. And in fact, at the beginning, Sue was staying up there all night to feed.
This is Sue who founded the sanctuary.
She was up there all night. Then we had volunteers who would go up, say, till 10 o'clock. Then she'd take over for the night. Sometimes I spent all night up there. And then gradually we've been decreasing it so that it's gone like to 12 o'clock, 10 o'clock. But she's still being bottle fed and we're still doing the evening
feeds. That's a tremendous commitment.
So really, she would have died if she'd not been rescued.
Why do you do that? You're giving up not only your own time sort of on a Saturday, let's say, but actually spending a whole night up at the sanctuary there. What's in it for you?
Nothing for us, but it's so rewarding when you see a little foal that would have died in the wild and just been left, and you can bring it to life and give it life.
And that's what you get out of it, is
and
the reward.
And that's what you get out
and
of
you're
it.
Literally saving
and
lives there,
it.
Aren't you?
And when you see Gracie with her foal, even though she's blind, she knows where her foal is, and she's very good with her foal. And to be quite honest, you look at that and you think how wonderful that is. And then,
what about Orchid?
Well, Orchid, she was 47 and she'd been really, really badly treated. And literally, she'd just given up and was just waiting
so
for
she
death.
Was.
She was just. Well, when I tell
she's,
you.
She's another horse.
She has put on 70 kilos.
Really?
Yeah. But she is lovely.
So what state was she in when she came
in?
What's her background?
State. Absolutely thin. Well, she'd just been so badly treated and neglected.
And just been abandoned?
And just left. So we've got her in, but she's a little character. You see, they've all got characters. Now, she knows that when you're there in the evening, she gets an evening feed. And when she thinks it's time for it, you get a little tap on her door. And if you don't respond quickly, you get a bigger tap. And then if you still don't respond, you get a cracking tap.
Oh, dear.
And you have to run like mad to stop her and give her a feed quick. Whatever you're doing, you stop and do it. And you have to leave mash there for Sue in the morning, because the minute Sue walks through that door, there's a little tap. And so it goes on.
So you certainly know what she wants and when she wants.
Absolutely.
It. So she's 47.
She's
because
47.
You had Shane, of course, who was the oldest horse in the world,
yeah,
as far as we knew.
Yeah, we lost him last year, sadly. He was 51.
But he was 51. Mm. So it's possible that Orchid there might actually carry on.
Well,
and
we don't
maybe
know. We
break the record.
So. We do hope so.
That would
so.
Be tremendous, wouldn't it, if that happened?
We've also got another blind little pony, Alan, called Holly. And we rescued her from Wales. Now, with her, she's had her little foal. But poor old Bracken, her little foal, was really poorly when she was born. and needed a lot of veterinary treatment, so that's where a lot of our money goes. And she has got slight brain damage, bless her.
Oh.
So she's just a little bit slow sometimes on the uptake, but right. She's beautiful, absolutely lovely.
You get so much reward out of looking after these animals, don't you?
Yeah.
Clearly, with so much care and sort of about 200 animals to look after, and animals that aren't in a healthy and fit state quite often, obviously it costs a lot of money with vet bills, obviously feed and hay and so on. I guess you're spending a lot of money on an ongoing basis just to keep the sanctuary going.
Well, we do. And actually, we are things are financially dire at the moment, because we not only look after the animals, but we also, as part of the sanctuary work, do welfare within the community, within the country. And so we do have a winter care line, and we get hundreds of calls, which we answer and we go out to. And we've done an enormous amount of welfare work, and it is getting worse, because there's about over 7,000 horses at risk in the country. And, of course, this year they've had mares, so that makes it worse. And then last winter we dealt with terrible welfare cases. And I'll give you an example. Sue had to go to Dartford. And then she had a dead horse behind her and a mare stuck up to her belly in front of her. And all these horses in real poor condition, no food, nothing. And we actually spent about £500 a week just keeping these horses alive till they'd got grass and food that they could use.
So where does the money come from?
Well, it comes from the fact we're always out at events. We hold our own events. We go to events. We have open days. We have memberships, sponsorships, donations. Anything. Some people are very kind. They do fundraising events on our behalf, or they do a fund for us, or they have an event just for Remus. We often have that. People contact us and say, can we do an event for Remus? So that is where the money basically comes from. But we just work non-stop.
I'm sure a lot of people will have been touched by the things you've been saying this morning, the stories that you've been telling us. And this is just some examples of some of the animals you've helped. What if people are thinking, well, yeah, I'd like to get involved, maybe in a practical way, or maybe financially doing something to help? What sorts of things can people do?
People can go online onto our website, which is www.remussanctuary.org, and they can buy things off our gift shop. They can become members. They can sponsor an animal. They can come to our open days. Our next one's October the 5th. If anybody has clubs or anything like that they go to where they have talks, if they'd like to book us for a talk, we do talks on the sanctuary. And I don't want people to think, oh no, they're sad. No, we do tell things how they are, but we also do light-hearted stories on the animals so that people don't walk away feeling miserable. And we charge £30 for that. And so if anyone's interested in that, if they like doing the sanctuary on 01277 356191, we're happy to book talks for next year or even this year if they want to. We do three talks, talk one, two and three, and we can adapt them for half an hour talks, whatever people want. If you've got a residential home that would like a Christmas sale, we don't charge for that. But we do come out, we bring all our cards, puddings, lovely gifts for them, and we do a lot of that because we find that a lot of people in the homes can't get out, and they come out. And it's a nice morning or afternoon for them. They have a coffee, cup of tea, and just browse with all our gifts and things.
So there's all sorts of ways people can get involved. Yeah. It's not just about raising the money, but it's a social thing as well, isn't it?
And
actually getting involved
in
helping the animals. Look, Fran, we need to take a quick break. I'm keen to talk a little bit more, including to find out about the open day, which is obviously one of the important things you do regularly through the year. You've got your final open day of the year coming up in a couple of weeks' time. Also about this animal behaviour workshop, which we've been promoting on the events guide. We'll come back and talk in just a few moments.
Phoenix FM.
Fran, you told us before we had the break there some of the stories of one or two of the animals that you've been caring for this year, and literally saving their lives as well. I mean, you were saying that you were sort of staying up all night, which is absolutely tremendous. Would you say that the number of animals coming to you is increasing?
There's definitely more calls coming in every day than there used to be. And obviously we can't take them all in, but Sue will deal with them. And I know that she will refer them to other sanctuaries if she can, if we can't help. But we do try to help. But when they're out in the fields and we get calls, we do go and check on the animals all during the winter. And if they need food, water, whatever they need, we do get it to them.
What about this situation at Dartford and Raynham Marshes? Because I know the weather has certainly affected things, hasn't it?
Well, fortunately, after Sue's campaign last year regarding the Raynham Marshes, the horses there, now the council have agreed that no horses are to be put on those fields between November and March each year, which is when the real flooding occurs.
And what was actually happening down there? Because obviously the flooding was just sort of saturating the fields, and the horses were just left there.
They were just left there, and they were, if they went one way, they could go knee-deep in water. There was no grass. There was nothing for them. There was just mud. And, of course, if the animals get stuck in the mud, they stress, they can break legs. All sorts of things can happen to them.
So I guess a lot of them just perished.
A lot of animals did die last year, that's true.
Look, we were talking earlier about some of the ways that people can help, various fundraising activities you have, and something that you do regularly through the right from the spring right through until the autumn is your regular open days. Always very popular. I've been along and hoping to come to your next one as well, because they're a great day out. If somebody's not been before, tell us what goes on, what it's all about.
Well, we do have, during the year, we all have different things. We have dog shows and we have classic car shows and things like that. But at the next one, we're going to have lots and lots of stalls. We have a children's corner. We have a children's area where we have a children's gymkhana on hobby horses. They can bring their own hobby horses if they want. We do egg and spoon races for them. So we make it a fun day for the children as well. You can walk all around the sanctuary and see all of the animals. We do a talk on the animals. There's also a little band up there, so you have music, you can sit and relax, have a cup of tea, listen to the music, and it's just a really nice afternoon. There's plenty of seats where you walk around, so if anyone doesn't want to walk too far, there's not a problem with that either.
So it's a really great way of seeing the animals, having a great afternoon, just enjoying
the
whole atmosphere.
We leave the animals
out
in the fields.
And of course, raising some money as well. How much do you charge for the open day?
It's £4 for adults. Children are free up to 16 years of age. If you're a member and you bring your card, it's £3.
And I'm saying it's coming up in a couple of weeks. That's
October the 5th.
So that's Sunday. That's 2 weeks tomorrow, isn't it? 1 till 5 tomorrow at the sanctuary, which is at Buttsbury, which is near Ingatestone, if you're not too familiar with the area. Fran, you wanted to say something about Pippa, I think.
Yes, last time I was here, I was saying that we had an appeal out for Pippa because she had cataracts and we wanted to get her eye done, otherwise she'd have to be put down. Well, we did raise the money. She has had her cataract done and she's back in the field. She's absolutely fine. And we're hoping to do the same for Holly, because Holly has got...
Holly, who we were talking about earlier.
A little pony, yes. We're hoping that, though she has got a cataract, we're hoping we can do something with her eye, and we're raising the money now, so that we're hoping one day she will be able to see her foal.
Oh, that's absolutely great. Now, another event you've got coming up, and we're talking about this on our events guide, is rather an unusual event. It's an animal behaviour workshop. Tell us about that.
Well, it's this lady. I know people who've been on it, they said it's really good, and I'm actually going on the next one. And she actually tells you what the behaviour of an animal means and how you can deal with it. So it's really, really good. If you come along and you've got a problem with one of your animals and it's behaving in a certain way, she'll probably be able to tell you how to deal with it. It's £40 and all the money goes to the sanctuary.
Because animal psychology is really quite fascinating, isn't it? I mean, you were talking earlier about how the horses let you know what they want and when they want it. And so that is going to be a really interesting one coming up on the 19th of October. Full details are on our website, on the events guide there. Fran, I think we need to leave it there, but if people do want to help out financially or with fundraising or even getting involved as volunteers, because I guess you're always looking for more volunteers.
We are. If they ring up the sanctuary, we will send them a volunteer package.
And the best way to get in touch is via the website, I guess.
Yes, but if anybody wants to send a donation in, if they haven't got the website, they can send it into the Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary, Little Farm, Battsbury, near Ingatestone, and the postcode is CM49NZ.
And I will put full details on our website on my show page a little bit later on. Fran, I know you're very, very busy, because you're normally at the sanctuary on a Saturday, aren't you, I think?
No, I'm usually out on an event on a Saturday.
Oh, right. Because you do a lot of the talks, don't you?
I do a lot of the talks and a lot of events. So I'm going home now to get ready for an event for tomorrow.
Right. So always thinking of the sanctuary, but it's very worthwhile. Just before you go, how many years have you been involved with Remus now?
I've lost count. Must be, I should think, probably about 15.
Wow, and you must have put in a lot of hours there and literally helped save the lives of a lot of distressed animals.
Well, yes, but I originally started off just doing, like, the open days, and it's gradually progressed from there. So probably being very involved for about 10 years.
But it's really rewarding. So if anybody's thinking that they'd like to maybe, you know, not too sure, then you would say, you know, really don't hesitate, get in touch.
Yeah. If you've got a bad day and you go up and feed an animal with a few herbs and give it a cuddle, you feel so much better.
Great. Fran, thank you for popping in.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you.